the one place where news, opinions, and entertainment are the way you like it. This is Rant EM Radio.
Face, I get the first. That's a poor man's curse. I put my body at the bottom of the lake and let go. Spend all night fishing for a dead man's soul. Just lean back and let it go. Just lean back and let it go. I wanna take you to the waters as you wash away your sins.
Hello everyone and welcome to the pre-show for WWE Fastlane 2018. I am your host, William D. Morgan. On the line with me right now, I have the host of the Will You Reading Comic Book Show. Surfer, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. I'm enjoying daylight savings time. Still light outside and everything?
It's raining here.
Starting to get warm again, too?
Yep, it's starting to get warm. Mm-hmm. You're right about that. You're right about that. So what's been going on with you, man? Everything good?
Well, you know, did my show tonight. But you'll be able to listen to it soon on the downloads.
There you go.
The What Are You Reading Comic Book Show by... episode 6 for the year. I'm behind by like 4 or 5 episodes, but hey, it's okay.
You better listen to it on the download in the interweb, so to speak. Alright, you guys can join in the party. Head over to rantemradio.com, hit that chat, listen, like, join us in the chat. You can call in me and Surfer, 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call into the pre-show. Going to be doing a post-show as well after the event is over. But other than a few things, I don't know how this can be a good pay-per-view.
Why not?
We're going to go over the card, and it's just lackluster to me.
You know, sometimes we go in thinking that a pay-per-view is going to be lackluster, and then it turns out to be one of the better ones of the year.
But that's true.
It's the assumption that, you know, certain matches would be good, but, you know, hey, sometimes people come to perform and it turns, you know, they do the right stories.
Right.
And the right outcomes, and we get a better pay-per-view than you was expecting. I mean, we that's why we have to watch.
We'll definitely will see what goes down. Let's go over some of this card very quickly, then we'll get into thoughts, storylines, and predictions. Then we'll jump on out of here and we'll come back right after the pay-per-view is over. I'm going to start from the bottom up. Carmella and Natalya versus Becky Lynch and Naomi. Then you got Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev. For the SmackDown Women's title, Ruby Riott versus Charlotte Flair. SmackDown Tag Team title match, The New Day versus The Usos. They renew that rivalry. WWE US title match, Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode. And then the main event, the six-pack challenge for the WWE title. John Cena versus Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler versus Kevin Owens versus Baron Corbin versus AJ Styles. So, that's the card that we'll be looking at tonight. Quick glance of it, Surfer, anything you got really jump out of your, you know, out of your mind for that?
Nothing jumps out. What's going to make the main event interesting is whether or not John Cena actually gets the rocket for all-time championships. Mm-hmm. And then it becoming a three-way at WrestleMania. Because that could be a possibility if they can't figure out a match for John Cena as solo.
Yeah. Let me head over to line number two real quick. Mr. Hightower, how you doing, man?
What's up?
Long time no talk. How you been doing, my brother?
I've been doing good, man. Just been working.
Good, man. Good. We're going over this pay-per-view, man, and Surfer just got on me. I don't see how this can be a good pay-per-view, save a few things. What do you think about that, Mr. Hightower?
I think the main event, the only thing that's going to save it, and the Usos, and I'm looking forward for the Usos and the New Day.
Right.
That tells you that the tag team on SmackDown, they don't have no confidence in it if they're going back to those two feuding.
Yep.
No, but if you really look at it, they've been having good feuds with. So I want to see what's going on with them. In the main event, really, let me bring up the card.
Think about some of the other tag teams on SmackDown. You got the Fashion Police, mm-hmm. And other than them doing these skits, they're not sniffing a real championship run. And then you got what's those World Warrior ripoffs? I can't even think of their name, and nobody cares or likes them, and they messed them up, and they're reduced to being fooled on the Fashion File Police skits. And then you got the Bludgeon Brothers, which I think has a lot of potential, but how far are they actually going to push these guys? Because when you look at them, they're bigger than what the Road Warriors used to be.
Yep.
And yet, are they pushing them as this theater group that they should be properly?
I'm thinking they're going to make an impact tonight. I really am thinking that. I'll get into that, part of my predictions. But I think they're going to make an impact tonight to somehow get into Mania.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know.
Because Mania is what? Four weeks away, five weeks away. So they have mm-hmm. to. Fastlane might be a actually good show.
Now, a couple of things that I'm looking at from two different perspectives. That U.S. title match, Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode. A, who's going to end up being the heel? B, will Jinder Mahal put his nose into the mix? So those are the two things I'll be looking for in that U.S. title match. But Charlotte versus Ruby Riott. Look, I'm not gonna sit here and say Ruby Riott isn't a competitor, because she is. She's a hell of a competitor, but I don't think she's gonna beat Charlotte. Not at this juncture. Not where Charlotte is right now. So I don't think that's gonna happen. So you know, the six pack challenge. Maybe that the tag match. But you know, Surf, I hope you're right. Because this is coming to my $9.99.
You're hoping that it just turns out better.
This is coming to my $9.99, damn it.
I'm not really tripping off this. Let's put it this way. I haven't even been watching Raw or SmackDown, but I've just been reading more than just looking at Raw and SmackDown. So I'm coming in it kind of fresh. I think that this one might be good, pretty good.
Here's the thing: you gotta hope this one does turn out to be well, because if it doesn't, then come WrestleMania, it's gonna be a Raw heavy card with a few sprinkled in SmackDown, as opposed to a 50-50 card like should be.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Is nothing wrong with 50-50 booking as long as you do it right. That's for sure.
I mean, like, most of the match, I mean, it's equal amounts of Raw matches and SmackDown matches, as opposed to 10 Raw matches and like 3 SmackDown matches. Like, it's probably going to be more matches, but I'm just saying, like, that's not the kind of WrestleMania I want to see.
Right.
I don't want United States title on the pre-show. Right. It shouldn't be that way.
Right.
No more than You don't want like you don't want the tag team titles on the pre-show. I mean, you want these things to be part of the main show. So if it comes off, if it's a good thing and it comes off, then that's what you get. If not, then they'll just book everything Raw and SmackDown just be SmackDown.
I'm still trying to figure out, and I was speaking with Doom about this earlier. I'm still trying to figure out how the hell Braun Strowman is down in the main event for Mania.
Let's put it this way. He's not ready. And I feel why they're holding him back. Don't want to rush it. He'll be main event at WrestleMania next year. That's how I feel. He should main event WrestleMania next year. I'm just saying, don't rush it. He's still young out there. When you rush it, people won't just let it settle in. Don't let it be for too long. He'll get his chance. But I'm hearing that he might not even be in WrestleMania. That's where they messing up at.
Not going to even make an appearance, from what I understand. He's on standby in case the thing.
Did he win Andre Memorial at all?
No. Yeah, that's what they should do this year. Let him win. But I heard that I guess Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens one of them is going to win that one. That's what I heard.
Are they not going to fight each other?
No, I mean, that's too. They already fought each other like 2,000 times. No. Something different.
Oh, I think we get a split tonight. I think we get a split between those two tonight. I think they work together to a certain point, and after that, they go out. They go in on each other.
They're going to turn on each other.
Yep, that's what I think. They're going to turn on each other. I really think that. I mean, you saw Zayn pin him on SmackDown the other night. So, I think it's going to happen. You guys think AJ can come out of this and still be champ?
Again, too.
In a six-pack challenge.
Oh, shit.
What?
Well, shit, John Cena just might ruin it. That's what I'm hoping John Cena win.
I saw that. I can't remember where I saw that at, but I did see that somewhere that Cena would win, and then when Cena win, that sets up him and Undertaker at Mania.
If he won the championship, he gonna fight Undertaker?
Mm-hmm.
What?
I saw that. And I can't put my finger.
What happens to Nakamura then?
I saw it on Facebook somewhere, and that's the system that I saw. Let me head over to line number 3 very quickly. Doom, what's up, man?
Man, what's going on, man?
Chilling, man. We got Surfer, we got Hightower.
Hey, what you been hiding, Doom?
We got a full house.
Doom's been trying to get another PhD, you know, so I can take. I gotta catch Reed Richards.
That's why you can't call into my show.
I've been busy with kids, man. Yeah. Trust me, I've been wanting to call in. I'm sorry, sir.
Nobody told you you're supposed to have kids.
Hey, you gotta have, you know, you gotta have. I gotta have future little Dooms to take over the world once I'm gone.
All right.
I'm sorry. All right. I'll try to call next week.
All right, Doom. All right, Doom. You seen this card, man? I'm not really too enthused about it. What you thinking about the card?
Well, it's because we're getting shoveled a bunch of horse manure, and they think we're supposed to take it. I mean, my whole thing is, how did Cena just weasel his way into trying to get into a world title match at WrestleMania?
Because he's Cena.
He's John Cena.
I told him to keep rock.
Because he's John Cena. Let me roll over to 9-4 real quick and bring in the host of Turnbuckle Throwbacks, brother from another mother. Phil Ray, how you doing, man?
What's up, boys? What's going on?
How you doing, dude? You all right, man?
I'm good, doing all right. I just got home a little while ago, and I read that you were doing the pre-show, so I wanted to call and say hello.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, man. Hey, Choppy and I were talking about this on Friday. Mm-hmm. That on paper, the card looks decent. I mean, obviously, it's set up for failure because it's SmackDown.
Yeah.
But I think on paper, this has the potential of being something decent going into Mania.
Were we saying stuff like that last year before the rearranged
Yes.
The
yes. We were. We were having this conversation almost a year to the day.
SmackDown was putting on bad pay-per-views.
That they were having great, they were having great TV, but bad pay-per-views. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I was me and Choppy were talking about this on the Throwbacks on Friday night. I said, you know, this has the Choppy had no interest in it, and I said, you know what? This has the potential of doing something significant tonight. I know Surfer mentioned Cena before I called in, and then I think Hightower said that Cena might ruin the whole thing if he wins. However, I don't see that happening, first of all, but I don't want to get to predictions. I just want to put my two cents in and say that for some reason, this has the potential of doing something really well, and they could finish strong for Mania, since this is the last pay-per-view before Mania.
Mm-hmm.
And you do have, four or five weeks before Mania now.
Yep.
You know?
Do they have to roll out Taker?
And it's not the first weekend in April?
It is.
Do they have to roll out Taker?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Do they have to roll out Undertaker?
No, tonight? They don't. They don't. No, they don't. They might, but they don't have to.
Okay.
I know Will's going to run down the card, obviously, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you guys look at the card on paper. It's got, the Orton Rude match tells a great story. You know, the tag team match, the New Day, and the Usos, they're all rivals. You know what I'm saying? So there's some good. I'm just sick of AJ Styles being in every single handicap match the last year and a half. It's annoying my life, but
they can't get no one-on-ones.
Or just add somebody else that's not AJ Styles. I don't mind the triple threat, the fatal four ways, but just leave AJ Styles out of it. Let the kid shine.
It should be Nakamura should be the one in there. People sign the vibe.
Absolutely, I agree. I wholeheartedly agree with you. I just feel like on paper this has the potential of doing something well. We can only hope it does well. Of course, we're all excited. We always get excited for Mania, no matter how bad it is.
Yep.
It's our season. You know, it's our Super Bowl.
Yep. Exactly.
So there's elements there. If that makes any sense to any of you, you know what I'm saying?
Right. You do have some decent storylines. You do have that. You got Zayn. You got Owens. I say you got Jinder Mahal because I think he's going to put his two cents in that U.S. title match at some point.
New Day.
Who's going to be heel? End up being heel or walk out here between Rude and Orton. So you do have some compelling storylines here.
I think Rude be the one turning heel.
I think so too.
To me, I think that'd be the natural progression.
I think so too. But nevertheless, it is what it is. You guys can call in, get your thoughts on this pay-per-view. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. There's one obvious match, and I just talked about it. Ruby Riott versus Charlotte. I think that's an obvious match. Ruby Riott is a hell of a competitor. I've seen her several times. She's not beating Charlotte at this point.
Oh, no.
No, they're probably going to they're gonna save Charlotte for Asuka, I think.
Yep.
She's going to lay down, baby.
But, you know, it's good. You guys think we're going to see Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens split up? I think we're going to see that.
Of course, they're going to feud again, man. This is.
Yeah,
they're symbiotes, Kevin Owens
this
and Sami
time, Zayn. I think Owens is going to be the face and Zayn is going to be the heel.
See,
that makes sense, too.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn are symbiotes. They cannot live without each other in terms of the wrestling world, dog.
And they put on great matches, too. Going back to Ring of Honor, even, you know.
But I think they'll be stuck in there, you know. Just it'll be like in 15 years, it'll be just like the Von Erichs and Freebirds. Just
basically.
Yep.
Basically.
You think we're gonna get good crowd reaction between Nakamura and Rusev? I don't think so.
That's a good match on paper though, Will.
Both guys are over.
Yeah. Like both guys are really over right now.
Rusev is red hot.
I just can't see the crowd reacting too kind to that match, but I could be wrong. Well, I could be wrong. But I just feel this whole event just screws Nakamura over. I really do feel that way.
Even if he gets screwed over, that just it's just another story for him going into Mania for the title.
That is true.
That you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. it would make perfect sense if Rusev beats him tonight. And then him go on this losing streak up at Mania. He loses a couple of tag matches. He gets jacked by a couple of guys. AJ makes a save. AJ can't save him. Like, you could tell. Like I said, you guys all said it. You got about 4 weeks to tell a story. Yeah. So it would make perfect sense if Nakamura gets his head knocked off tonight.
Hopefully WWE won't screw up these 4 weeks. They need to come out with the hardest stuff. You guys think we'll see any type of presence to Undertaker on Raw?
Undertaker need to hang it up, man.
Yeah. Straight up.
Yeah, I don't see him come back.
We talked about this too, man, a couple weeks ago.
Like, how many times you going to wrestle, and then from that match, you're hurt for an entire year?
I bet, but it don't mean nothing for him to. Now, if he would have never lost the streak, maybe.
No. He always seen it as damn match.
Well, he always Rey Mysterio was damn match.
Shouldn't have two losses then.
Yeah.
Let me put it like this. Let me ask you guys this. Maybe this will, because I access the Choppy too. If he was in better shape physically, and he just comes back for the one off like he does every year, would we be having this conversation right now?
No, if he was still losing, yeah. I mean. When he lost to Lesnar, right? You know, that was a shock to everybody. Okay, they're like, all right, streak's over. I'm like, then, like, first I thought the streak should have ended once he hit 20-0. I'm like, great job, clean up, go home.
Yeah, you said that. You said that a few times.
So he loses to Lesnar a couple matches later. Okay, streak's over, go home, clean up, go home. He comes back a year or two later. And he loses again to Roman Reigns. He looks bad at losing. It's like, well, you don't...
Roman Reigns couldn't lead a match.
He just looks bad, period, Surfer. He looks bad, period.
Right. He does not look invincible. There's no... You wouldn't go in thinking maybe Cena will lose.
Like, the mystique is... Like, the mystique is done. Like, the... You know, the novelty is worn off. Like, he comes in for he hasn't been good since he fought Punk 5 years ago.
Yeah.
Right. Once he hit 20-0, that should have been it.
Yeah. It's lost its flair. No pun intended.
And it's not like
Vince got greedy.
Listen, if he showed up and wrestled like two or three matches a year other than WrestleMania, you would feel, maybe he's still got it. We know he doesn't have it. You know he has to be carried. You know he's going to walk out injured and hurt.
And
it's taken from somebody's spot that could have.
I'm all about the physicality of it. Like, he's big. His character's been larger than life for a gazillion years. So people pay to see him.
Yep.
Like the mysterious Undertaker comes in and does his one shot. But I feel like if he was decent in the ring, I don't think we'd be worried more about the streak or, you know what I'm saying, or wins and losses. I feel like he's just not good. He's not even fun to watch anymore.
Yeah.
He doesn't have the athleticism. You know, hey, wrestling allows these athletes to go a lot longer than regular sports. But at some point, as they say, age always wins.
That's it, man. Absolutely, 100%.
Father Time is still undefeated.
You know, and like I said, there are guys that have done in other sports too, guys that are, especially in baseball, guys pitch into their 40s, you know, and they try to hold on to something.
But that's rare and lucky that guys hold up,
right?
So they can go a 20-year career and pitching in baseball, and then you can play in the outfield maybe to your 20 years or so if you can throw the ball far enough to the infield or play first base
Or you could be a DH. Yeah, you could be a DH.
Yep.
You know, you don't have to play the field.
Yep.
You can still hit. You can, you know, play DH. But at some point, they all have to stop. And, yeah, some guys can wrestle in their 50s, late 50s, you know, so long as they, you know, still in shape and they look like they, it's plausible. And some guys need to hang it up early.
Yeah, I just feel like there's this disconnect with even, like, the younger fan base of the universe. I feel like nobody's really appreciating him as much as they used to because of how he performs in the ring now. I think it's the performance thing. I think it's, you know, put the wins and losses aside, you know, put the streak aside. Like, it's just, it's not fun to watch him anymore. Like, nothing's good about him.
Plus, you know, last year he left the outfit in the ring. That was, yep, the indication. That's it. I'm done. I left everything in the ring. There's nothing more I can do or want to do.
Yeah. He owed John Cena a match.
He's starting to turn to Ric Flair.
Yeah, they did owe John Cena a match.
Flair had that match with Michaels, and it was one of the best. He should have stopped.
Years ago.
That's what I'm saying. So let this be his last year. I'm not really tripping about him coming back.
Hey, that's just like saying, well, we really never passed the mantle from Hogan to John Cena, so let's have them get in a match. Nobody wants to see Hogan.
Hold up. John Cena shouldn't have never got the mantle from Hogan. That's the Rock circle.
So now you put Taker in a match against Cena.
Sorry, can I ask that? You can say
he
got it from the Rock. He beat the Rock the last time he fought.
Well, why would Hogan?
Because Hogan. Everybody compares people like Cena and his ilk to what Hogan used to be.
But that's The Rock.
Why are you bringing up The Rock? You're missing the point. Anyway, go. I'm sorry, Phil. I didn't mean that.
No, it's fine. It's fine. I just, you know, so Doom's saying give him the match. Give Cena, he owes him a match. So now you put these two guys in the,
right,
put these two guys in the ring. But I'm just saying, you put them in the ring and, do you put Taker over? You know, like what's the lore? What's the lore of
did
them?
Did Cena two? Lose last year? No, he won, right?
Last year. He won. Miz and Maurice.
What's the lore?
Undertaker come out as a badass Taker and do the honors one more time?
But he can't. He can't wrestle. He's done.
He's coming out as Mark Calloway ain't coming out as Taker if he came out as American Badass.
He comes what he out needs as, to do is just tombstone
it doesn't
somebody.
Matter if he comes out as Doink the Clown. He can't do it. He can't go.
He hung up the dead man suit. Now he got to do his
foot. All right, but what's he coming down for if he can't really wrestle?
Just let him have the match. He's trying to get paid.
That match nobody wants to see. Nobody's going to care. It's not going to be compelling storytelling. Okay. It's just going to be, you know, WrestleMania could be on a roll. That match comes down, could break up the whole momentum.
All right, fellas, I'm out. I just want to say hello and talk about tonight a little bit. Maybe I'll jump on the pre-show, post-show if I don't pass out.
Okay, thank you, Phil, man. I appreciate you, bro.
Have a great show. Love you too, boys.
All right, guys.
Be good.
All right, Phil.
Peace.
Now,
this is all I'm saying. I feel like that fucking Taker is okay with wrestling. This could be his last match. Who cares?
Did you think he put on good performance last year?
He will put on a good performance.
Wait, did he put on good performance last year?
Listen. He will. The reason why he did not put on good performance because of Roman Reigns. Let's get that straightened up. John Cena will give him a good decent match.
Put it. Carry a mat, surfer. That's
he
what
not
people
put on
get.
A good performance.
It's not about that time. It's about the partner to dance with. And Roman
Bray Reigns. Wyatt put an, okay, remember Bray Wyatt and Taker? That was a cool match. Bray Wyatt carried that match, and Undertaker was hurt.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Just the key word. Hurt. He's always hurt.
Okay, it doesn't
Surfer, matter. What you're not getting is your partner makes you better than what you are.
The man is not going to have a life.
Cena match. that should have happened at WrestleMania 30, which John Cena should have broke the streak, and then we didn't even be talking about
this. I'm going to feel sorry for Michelle McCool, because not only is she going to have to take care of their kids, but she's going to take care of her husband, because he's not going to be able to take care of himself.
That's him. He got to pay the bills. All the fucking bikes he got in the
He doesn't have to pay the bills by getting in the ring at WrestleMania. There's other ways for him to make money. He's the freaking Undertaker. If he showed up at a convention,
maybe he don't want to do that. Maybe he's not that type of guy.
Outside the door to take a picture with him and get his order.
Maybe he don't want to do that.
Oh, okay, then hey, then sell cars.
So there's an easier way.
Sell
insurance. You got a lot of hate in your heart right now. So.
There's no hate. It's a reality.
I feel the dark side.
I get accused.
Let the man have his last final match with the man that was supposed to beat him at WrestleMania 30. I don't see a problem with him and John Cena going.
It don't need to be a marquee match.
It can be in the middle of the card. That's when you put that match in the middle of the card.
Fans gonna want to see John Cena go over on the Undertaker. As much as
the cat's already out the bag, Surfer.
Who cares? We don't care if John Cena beat anybody nowadays.
And then, how would it look that the Undertaker has looked bad for these past few seasons, but yet he can beat the guy that some would push and consider to be the greatest of all time? I'm not here to argue
about The Rock.
I'm not here to argue about whether he is or isn't. But there are some people out there that'll push that narrative.
He's the greatest gimmick of all time.
The greatest talker of all time.
Undertaker? Paul Bearer did all the time.
Oh, you talking about The Rock. You talking about Undertaker? Yeah, the greatest gimmick. He ain't the greatest of all time. He is the...
Don't play games. You know what I'm talking about.
You talking about The Rock, right?
Cena.
He talking about John Cena, man.
Play games.
He talking about John Cena.
Like I said, I'm not here to argue with y'all about whether he is or isn't. That's not...
He said Cena the greatest of all time.
Do anybody listen to what I'm saying?
He said some people might push that narrative of him being the greatest of all time.
I just don't see a problem. He come down as the American Badass. Everybody want to see that. And you know, Undertaker used to whoop.
You know what? He can come out as the American Badass.
You remember in early SmackDown, Undertaker was beating the shit out of John Cena. Let's see that again.
He can come down as the American Badass at the Hall of Fame ceremony, and people will cry and stand up and give him a standing ovation. And he can go off. He doesn't even have to walk off stage. He can just like burst into flames and sink into the ground and be, you know, buried forever.
I bet you Undertaker went up there, talked to Cena, is like, you know what, I guess this is going to be my... Because Roman Reigns could have been his last match. But come on, do you want to really leave like that against Roman Reigns in that match?
A week or two? He can either show up tonight or show up tomorrow.
It doesn't matter.
Listen, they would like to have that match, but it's not looking good. So don't hold on to hope. Abandon the hope before you step through this door.
I don't care if he have the match or not. That's what I'm saying. I don't care if he have the match or not. The man trying to get paid, this is probably his last time.
He can get paid showing up to WrestleMania without wrestling.
He don't want to fucking do that. He want to get paid for the last time, probably.
So if
he probably want to do the honor for John Cena like he should have done a long time ago.
After all this time he wrestled, he's the only person that can show up once a year and wrestle and get a WrestleMania paycheck. If he's not set for life at this point, that's his problem.
Okay, but you're not understanding. You don't understand what I'm saying, Surfer. It does not matter. It can be in the middle of the card. He probably looked at WrestleMania. He probably looked at his matches like, hell no, I cannot do this. let me go out the correct way.
Let me
face.
Let me bring up Let me bring up a. Let me interject here. Let's switch topics because
we got to go over the card soon. But
we get. Yeah. I did it earlier, but we can do it again.
Never gave our predictions.
Well, I hadn't done predictions yet. Let me go to another side of the narrative, if I will. And it's going to be.
Let's see alternative facts.
It's going to be on Raw. Brock Lesnar's done for the most part. He's done, and.
They back up a truck. He'll still wrestle. He's a greedy son of a bitch.
He's gone. I'm tired of him. He's done.
Now
they need to run him over in the back. That's what they need to do.
That's just so disrespectful.
Man, you get the Usos.
How you gonna run Lincoln? How you gonna run the man over? The man's got Sable. He gotta worry about
that's how you get him. That's how you gotta get him on TV, man. You know,
go run him over, damn. But you know, and here's the thing that's just pissing me off. You don't know what's gonna happen with Roman Reigns. You got Braun Strowman on standby.
Yep.
Why don't you maybe go another route on that? Who would you want to see if it's not gonna be Roman Reigns? And not Braun Strowman. Who do you want to see in that spot?
Shit, nobody else, man.
No Seth?
Yeah, I mean, you can see Seth, but Seth haven't been doing nothing this year, so you really can't even put him in that predicament. Because
they've been trying to keep Roman strong this whole year.
Yeah.
So you gotta let Roman go ahead and face him and beat him and yada 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 whatever. Make sure it's second to last, not make sure it's last.
What the thing should have been is it should have been Braun and Brock for the first time at WrestleMania. But they blew that load early.
Yep.
When Braun Strowman basically killed Brock Lesnar and he get up and hit him with one F5. That killed Braun Strowman's momentum.
I know, but Braun Strowman ain't ready for the WrestleMania main event, though.
Why not? Roman?
Roman wasn't ready.
You could have had the Beast versus the Monster, and that's what you should have been building for WrestleMania.
True that. And going back to the pay-per-view tonight, have you guys been satisfied with the build on all these matches? We're going to go over the card again in a minute.
Nah, man, that was booking on the fly. 101.
I mean, what the build on these matches with the Usos and New Day got history, but the build on these matches amounted to nothing. All right, we got Pastor Sadell in the chat. What's up, Pastor? We got Captain Underpants in the chat, jiving on Rage again. I don't understand why he jiving on Rage.
We need a pastor because he can bury the Undertaker once and for all.
See?
Given the eulogy he deserves.
See? Why are you going to put that man in the pasture right now? If that man want to wrestle one more time, let him wrestle one more time. He's earned that right. Hadn't he?
Yeah, I would say that if he looked decent wrestling.
He probably just want to redo his match that he... Like, come on now. Well, that was terrible.
Okay, yeah. So why did he lay down to Roman Reigns last year then?
He gave him the rub. Vince told him to lay down.
That's the Roman Reigns.
I'll give you more money to lay down. Right. And he took the money.
And why did he lay down to Brock Lesnar?
Because he wanted to pass the torch to Brock.
He wanted to pass the torch with Brock.
Yep.
But that was a statement.
So there's no torch to pass to Cena.
That's what should have happened.
It should have happened then. Right.
Should have.
It should have. Well, with Cena instead of damn Brock. Brock, yeah. Brock, it did nothing for Brock. Brock just got lazy.
Right. Alright, for those...
went to Cena at all WrestleMania 30. Everybody would have been shocked, but I would have been shocked because I damn near almost cried when he lost. Okay.
You need to stop.
That was you in the audience with that look after he lost.
It hurt my heart. Okay. It should have been a Cena.
That black guy they zoomed in on when he lost to Brock Lesnar.
You need to damn stop. High tires so you about cried. Okay. Pastor Sadell said in the chat the torch had already been passed.
Yeah. They Brock sold him a bunch of nothing, but you know when we look back in this, in about 5 years, Brock Lesnar was a waste of time during this title reign.
I thought he was just going to come back. I thought he really overdid his welcome, because I thought he was just coming back for the game, put him a, you know, give him a little title run, and then off he goes. That's what I
just
want
to stay around and get paid like your UFC fighter.
Yeah. He had what, a minute and 30-second match the other night against the Miz?
Yeah, man. Like I said, he's they just intentionally hurting people who has momentum and feeding them to him. Kane gets defeated in 30 seconds. Come on, man. Brock has actually hurt the business.
Nobody won't believe me when I said Brock need to fucking leave, go home and leave.
Yeah.
And get out the
I mean, he's failed drug tests. You know, he's been caught juicing. You know, it's a lot of stuff this dude did. And Marks are just still sitting there. It's Brock Lesnar, man. It's like, dude, this dude is just trash, man.
Do you think we're going to get the same result with Ronda Rousey?
Nope. They're going to learn from their fucking mistakes, and they're going to be stupid this time.
Once we see Ronda, if she can't go, oh boy, it's going to be... It's going to be ugly, dog.
Well,
because you know SummerSlam's going to be champion versus champion.
Hey, she was serious about being a wrestler. It wouldn't have been one of those things where they're trying to force her into the WrestleMania card. She'd actually be training down at the Performance Center, going through NXT and so forth, and then coming up to the roster.
Yep.
I feel like she's going to be a better Brock. I feel like she's going to be a better Brock. I didn't mind Brock doing those, like, you know, part-time matches. The thing was, give me a fucking match, dude.
Now, if she's going to do some of the things she's done in MMA in the wrestling ring, you know, like doing some strikes and taking people down quickly, maybe that'll work. Who knows?
And I think she's a much value upgrade, because I'm sick of Alexa Bliss. I'm sick of her. I've never liked her. I don't think she should be champion. I think she should be
an NXT. I don't think anything wrong with Alexa Bliss other than them pushing her as long as they have.
Dude, she's terrible in the ring.
She should have been dropped the belt to somebody else.
Dude, she's terrible in the ring.
And the thing is, they've had the belt on her for months. But they somehow don't think Sasha Banks can carry the belt for a few months.
But you know, they don't trust Sasha.
Or Bayley.
Now, Bayley was the one that got destroyed. Her push got devalued so fast when Bliss hit that roster. It wasn't even funny.
Not to mention, you know, they make Nia Jax this monster, and yet no championship at this point.
Yep. She's a female Roman Reigns, and I'm sick of seeing her.
Who?
Alexa Bliss.
No, she should. Who? Who? Alexa Bliss?
In terms of
Alexa Bliss sucks.
In terms
she's
of
not,
her, in
she's not Roman Reigns. She don't win.
No. In terms of how they push her.
Yeah.
In terms of how they push her.
Right now, Sasha or Bayley should have had that title, not Alexa Bliss. Man, she didn't beat people that can go. By like text and flukes and stuff.
And, you know, after seeing them wrestle one time on Raw, you can't tell me that they shouldn't have Banks versus Asuka at WrestleMania.
Nah, man, I think the Charlotte versus Asuka match is going to be I think that's what's going to happen.
They're talking about Asuka doing something with Kurt Angle. I mean, Asuka. My bad. Thinking of something else. But I would love to see Asuka versus Charlotte.
I'd like to see Asuka, period.
You guys think Randy Orton's been devalued in the company as of late?
Well, he need that. It's time for them to phase out, man. You can't be on top for like 15 years straight, man, in the same territory.
People assume, because when Orton's at the top of the card, and he's got the belt or whatever, then they're sick of him. But then when he steps back and feuds with other people, then they think he's done. So which one is it?
Yeah. I think he just don't want to be there no more.
Well, no one's forcing him to wrestle if you don't want to wrestle no more.
That contract forced him to wrestle. That's what that is.
contract ain't forcing to wrestle. If he retires, he retires.
He need that money. Recently
married. Hey, if he wants the money, shut up and make the money.
Recently married, too?
All right, well.
And got a kid?
If you're making the money, make that money.
And got a kid, too?
Make that money, bitch.
What match steals the show tonight, guys?
Probably the Usos and the New Day, because they've stolen it every time they've wrestled each other.
Yep.
You guys tired of New Day?
Nope.
Hi, Ty, are you tired of New Day?
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm not tired of New Day, because when I saw, I'm really not tired of them.
There's a reason why they going back to the Usos fighting the New Day, because they put on the best match.
Yeah,
and they could talk.
He had a hell of a promo. That promo he said about the Usos was really good. Like Big E, I think is going to be that breakout star. Hopefully they end up breaking him up in a minute too.
Yeah.
Well, man, they should have been pushed Big E a long time ago. Man, he's got charisma. He can go. You know what I'm saying? But
it's still time.
I know, but you know Roman. Roman's the be all end all.
I'm sick of Roman. And you've been Patrick Siddell that said in the chat, you knew I'm tired of the New Day. Why are you hating on the New Day, Pastor? Come on.
I know.
But you gotta hate on the brothers.
Why we'll make sure we get you a thing of bootios, Pastor.
We talked about Asuka earlier. You guys think we'll see her tonight?
They better hurry up and do something. they thrown this WrestleMania. They literally thrown this WrestleMania together. It looks like. It looks like they taking too. Like it's time. If this week they got to hurry the fuck up.
Yeah.
Like shit should have been start happening.
Yep. Agreed. Everybody now. Dolph Ziggler recently just came back to the E after that contract extension and being able to go and do his thing outside of WWE dates. Why do you think they put Dolph Ziggler in this six man since we all know he has no chance of winning?
Because they paying him, so they might as well use him. Listen, if they, if, you know, people thought, you know, they wasn't using Ziggler, you know, but now he's selling a new contract, you better use him before giving him more money for if you have nothing for him to do.
Hell, he might get a Brock Lesnar contract. They pay him all that money, he do nothing.
Okay. At least he put on matches.
Yeah.
True that.
Ziggler,
you see, you wouldn't sign somebody you can't think of anything to do.
I don't really care. Ziggler know how to wrestle, so if he not even there like that and he come every once in a while, he's gonna wrestle for at least 30 minutes.
That's a good point too. Alright, let's go ahead as we wind it down to the 8 o'clock hour. Let's go ahead and get predictions. Any thoughts we got, we want to get out there as we go over predictions. Gonna start with Carmella and Natalya versus Becky Lynch and Naomi. Who y'all got? Surf, I'll start with you.
Carmella, Natalya, Becky Lynch, Naomi. I'm hoping Becky Lynch and Naomi wins. It's a tag team, right?
Yeah,
I'm hoping they win, so I'll go with them.
Side note, too. When are we going to see Carmella cash in?
WrestleMania.
Her cash in could be like the last time somebody cashed it, like Baron Corbin's cash in.
Right.
Or she cashed Oscar.
No, this is the first cash in, so
cash in on Oscar.
She's going to get the belt. I say cash in on Asuka. If you want to make somebody really mad, that's when she's going to cash in too. I guarantee you that. That's how you make the marks mad right there. If I was Vince, I'd be like cashing in.
How tired? Who think?
You know what would have show up again for her to win on a cash in?
Who?
Ellsworthy.
Sure.
Ellsworth.
Yeah, he's doing
that'll be a shocking WrestleMania moment.
Yeah, he's doing his thing on the indie soon with Gilbert. So
I got Carmella.
You got Carmella and Natalya?
Yep.
Who you got, Doom?
I'll go Carmella and Natalya. Let some faces win.
I want to be different. I got
Carmella and Natalya's the faces?
The heels.
Oh, I'm sorry, yeah.
I got Becky Lynch and Naomi. I can't believe you didn't pick a girl, server.
I did.
Oh, you did pick a girl. Okay, you did pick a girl. I thought you said the other way. All right. Let's head on over to our next match. Shinsuke Nakamura versus Rusev. Hightower, who you got?
I got Rusev. Rusev Day. Rusev Day, even though he's going to lose, but Rusev.
Who you got, Doom?
Nakamura and Rusev?
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Nakamura. You can't sit here.
No. I'll just pick it.
That's my thing. How much longer are you going to have this guy just lose and lose and lose and
hold
lose?
On. Is it non-title? I mean, not that title. He don't have a title. AJ still have a title.
Yeah.
Yeah, Rusev going to win, I bet you.
See, here's my thing. How you going to bring this man up from NXT?
He won the Rumble.
Huh?
So, you can't do that, Nakamura, man. He won the Rumble, man.
Yeah.
He's got to have some momentum, man.
How you going to do that? And then people, all of a sudden, he going to do a 360 at Mania and win. No. Unless you're building the ultimate underdog storyline, but if he loses this match, if he goes into it no momentum, that doesn't even work.
What if he cheats to win?
He's a face.
It's about Rusev. What if Rusev cheats to win?
Yeah. That's a good point.
It don't make sense,
right?
I'm going with Nakamura.
Me too. I'm going with Nakamura in this match. He needs it, man.
Yeah.
He needs it. Rusev don't need it.
He really don't. Well, okay. I mean, I think he don't need it. I mean, Rusev been doing very good with his character, how I getting over, but I guess, of course, he's going to lay down for Nakamura.
SmackDown Women's Title Match: Ruby Riott versus Charlotte Flair. Surfer, I'll start with you. Who you got?
Charlotte.
Doom.
Charlotte.
Hightower.
Charlotte.
Charlotte too. I just can't see Ruby doing it. Not that I'm disrespecting her by no means. She's a great athlete, you know, good wrestler. But I just don't see her beating Charlotte at this point in time.
No.
I don't see it at this point in time. Not with the way they're building up Charlotte. I just don't see it. That's probably the most obvious match of the night right there. Moving on. SmackDown Tag Team Title Match. The New Day versus the Usos. I got the Usos. Dude, who you got?
I love New Day.
Surfer?
I'm going with New Day.
Hightower?
Disqualification. I see them going all the way to WrestleMania, and this will be their last few fight.
Wow.
They have to put a match up with them. They've been wrestling all this time. I say they just disqualify this match and then move on to WrestleMania and make they rivalry like really just they going at each other every week. That's what I want to see out of that match.
You think that WrestleMania be like lose or leave time or lose
some time, some type of thing that go on, like really I want the Usos to maintain still have the titles into WrestleMania, New Day winning at WrestleMania, so disqualify this match. That's what we want, like a DQ.
Surfer, and you say who you got surfing the New Day?
Say it down.
Who you got surfing the New Day?
I can't hear you.
Who you got surfing the New Day?
I said that.
Okay.
No one's listening to me.
Pastor Sadell just said in the chat, Bludgeon Brothers interrupt and destroy both teams. No winner. I can see that. I can definitely see that happening to get their win on Mania. Next matchup for the United States Heavyweight Championship, Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode. Hightower, who you got? Hightower, you there?
He said what?
Who you got, Hightower? Randy Orton versus Bobby Roode for the U.S. title. Who you got?
Bobby Roode.
Surfer?
If they're serious about making Bobby Roode into a star, he should win this match. He needs to go over on a top WWE guy.
Clean.
Right.
Clean.
He's going to turn a heel.
If anyone were to do it, it would be him. And I'm thinking that was what's going to happen. One of them is going to turn heel.
Get the respect handshake after the match and everything, you know?
Nah, you ain't going to get all that. You will get all that because Bobby Roode turning heel. One of them going to turn heel tonight. I think it's going to be Bobby Roode. Who you think, dude?
I think Roode's going to turn heel.
Yeah, I think he's going to turn heel. And I think he's going to retain, too. All right, now we're going to go into this. The six-pack challenge for the WWE title. John Cena versus Sami Zayn versus Dolph Ziggler versus Kevin Owens versus Baron Corbin versus AJ Styles. Who y'all got? Dude?
AJ.
Surfer?
There's only two people can win this match. Mm-hmm. AJ and Cena, and I think they're going to go with... It's probably going to be AJ, so...
I think so, too. Hightower?
Everybody else just there so they can get paid for this this month.
Yeah, just to be seen. Get that little participation trophy. Hightower?
For the upset, John Cena, and there will be a triple threat match between John Cena, Nakamura, and AJ.
Yeah, see, that's just wrong.
That could happen.
That could happen, though.
Oh, man.
I just want to say.
Just stick it to the marks again.
Just want to say, for next year's WrestleMania, I want the belt to go to Jaren. That's all I'm saying.
Go to who?
Jaren.
Hell no.
He deserve it, man. He deserve it. He deserve it. If you read the spoilers... He deserve it, boy.
Yeah, I read the spoilers too.
He deserve it. Ooh,
kind of disappointed at that.
What's spoilers?
Well, at some point you got to get away from
Dragon Ball Super. You don't watch that?
Yeah, I'm saying the episode came out.
They spoiled what the last episode was going. Spoiled what's happening in the last episode.
But at Surfer, at some point you got to get away from Goku Town.
No, listen. People say that. You know how many tournaments the man has won in his entire run?
One.
I'm trying to go back in my memory back. I think you're right about that, Silver.
He was like, he beat Piccolo. That was it.
Yes, that's the only tournament he's ever won.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. We'll see what happens in the next Dragon Ball.
Didn't win the next tournament he was in.
Nope.
He didn't win the Cell game.
Nope.
He got cheated out of the other world tournament.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That doesn't count as a win. He should have won.
With PyCon, yeah.
The tournament with the universes is still going on?
Yeah.
Two more episodes and then
Dragon
Ball Super is done.
Dude, I'm not gonna air. Dude, they don't pay me, but I will say this.
They come into a movie. At the end of the year,
December.
People are hoping that some Dragon Ball come back next year sometime.
Dude, yeah. I'm not gonna see.
I'm gonna have to watch the whole damn.
But that last episode, man, that was some compelling stuff.
Dude, hey fellas, they don't pay me, but I'm gonna promote it. You need to get Verve, man. For $9.99, all your anime is there. Your Dragon Ball Z's there. VRV.
It's a combination of Crunchyroll and Funimation and some other.
That's what it's called?
Yeah. It's $9.99 a month. You get all your anime plus some other exclusive stuff.
Because I need to look at Freezin. The Verve?
Verve. VRV. I'll find you on Messenger and I'll shoot you a link. Like I said, they don't pay me, but I love the service. Plus, you have more than just Dragon Ball. You got all kind of stuff. High School DxD is there. I love High School DxD. You got Yu Hakusho there.
Quick.
So
they may have spoiled what happens between Goku and Jiren, but they haven't really made it clear what's the total outcome of the tournament.
Exactly. You're right.
You know. Speculation of the one guy winning, I think this is just going to be time runs out and then no more erasures.
And then Universe 7 wins because Freezer's still around.
No, no, no. If it's only two guys left.
But there's more than two guys.
What?
There's more than two guys.
No, no, no.
Because Freezer's not. Because Freezer's not out yet.
Right. He's going to be the only one left.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's only going to be one person from each universe left when the time runs out.
And that's be a draw. And that would be a draw. So if it's a draw, so if it's
5 o'clock.
So if it's a Dragon Ball wish. So if it's a, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who gets the Dragon Ball? All right. It's 5 o'clock now. We're gonna go ahead and run on.
I don't know why you're giving the wrong time. It's 8 o'clock.
It's 8 o'clock, I mean. Oh, I'm all the way out here.
On the West Coast.
My bad.
He's on the West Coast. All right, guys. That's going to do it for the pre-show. Hit us up afterward. We'll do a post-show. Go all over all the results. So I hope all three of you guys can join me. Maybe get Phil Rea back. Maybe get Tony C in this. So definitely hit us back after the pay-per-view on rankinradio.com. 706-993-4606 is that number for you guys to call in. Gentlemen, I'll see you then.
Peace.
Alright, man.
Hold it in your face, I get the first. That's a poor man's curse. I put my body at the bottom of the lake and let go. Spend all night fishing for a dead man's soul. You're exercising your beef while the sunset sinks down below. Just lean back and let it go.